Hey everybody, welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, we're diving into something big today. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this elusive unicorn of flawlessness? Like everything needs to be just right, or else the world will crumble. Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? But here's the thing, my friends, that relentless pursuit of perfection can actually hold us back from truly living and thriving. So today, we're flipping the script on perfectionism. We're going to explore why it's such a common struggle, how it shows up in our lives, and most importantly, how to ditch those unrealistic expectations and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Get ready for some real talk, because we are about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer perfectionism and unlock your full potential. First things first, understand that perfectionism is often fueled by a fear of failure. We get so caught up in the idea of doing it right that any perceived mistake feels like a massive blow to our ego. But let me tell you, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the learning process, part of what makes us human. So next time you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, remember this. Every fail is an opportunity to learn and grow. Second, perfectionism often stems from a need for external validation. We crave approval from others, believing that our worthiness hinges on achieving some arbitrary standard of excellence. But here's the truth. Your value isn't determined by accolades or achievements. You are inherently worthy simply because you exist. Focus on doing things that bring you joy and fulfillment, not just those that will impress others. Third, perfectionism can be a huge time suck. We get bogged down in endless revisions, agonizing over every detail, when really there's often no need for such meticulousness. Remember, done is better than perfect. Sometimes, it's more important to take action and move forward, even if it's not absolutely flawless. You can always refine things later on. Fourth, embrace the power of good enough. Not every task requires your utmost attention and effort. Learn to identify what truly matters and allocate your energy accordingly. It's okay to let go of some control and accept that good enough is often perfectly fine. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling with similar challenges. Remember that you are human and you are doing your best. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your mistakes. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You want it to be perfect, so you spend days researching, crafting slides, rehearsing every word, and seeking feedback from everyone you know. But the closer the day gets, the more anxious you become. You doubt yourself, second-guess your choices, and start feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to deliver a flawless performance. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But what if, instead of striving for perfection, you focused on delivering a clear, informative presentation that genuinely connects with your audience? What if you embraced the idea that it doesn't have to be perfect, just good enough? You'd likely feel less stressed, more confident, and ultimately, more engaged in sharing your ideas. See, sometimes letting go of perfectionism allows us to shine even brighter. So remember these 5 key takeaways. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Seek validation from within. Prioritize action over perfection. Accept good enough and practice self-compassion. Ditch the unrealistic expectations and start living with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of authenticity. Ready to put this into action? Today, I want you to identify one area in your life where you're letting perfectionism hold you back. Maybe it's creative pursuits, personal relationships, or even just everyday tasks. Then choose one small step you can take to challenge those perfectionist tendencies. It could be as simple as setting a time limit on a project, accepting feedback without getting defensive, or celebrating your accomplishments no matter how small they may seem. Share your experience with us in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey towards embracing imperfection and unlocking our full potential. Until next time, remember to keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep it moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.